Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake
place.
Up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined here today by Peter Leonard.
Good morning, everybody.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Good afternoon, everybody.
He's sporting a nice suit and tie.
Yes, I have an audition for Jersey Boys.
I thought somebody died, man. I walk in, I thought there was going to a funeral.
Really?
A lot of people died yesterday.
So many people. Oh, my God.
Sort of got, now, first of all, by the way,
yeah,
I hate to tell you this, man. Take that tie clip out.
Why?
That's 1940s, man. You don't need a tie clip.
So what?
I like the plum color, though.
Thank you.
I like the wine plum color.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, go ahead.
Take that fucking T-shirt off or whatever.
Like, no, but I'm not going for a job interview looking like, you know,
what is wrong with
clown.
This?
Dude, that's 100 years
a
old.
A tie clip. So that's a clip that ties it to the shirt?
Yeah, it keeps it. Nobody wears a tie clip anymore. I just want to say that.
So what? No one wears it. I do.
You put suspenders on and a belt.
Why not? I would.
I carry a VHS.
I do sometimes.
And carry a VCR with you.
VACR?
A VACR. A VCR. That's a new one.
A backer.
A VCR with you.
Like a backer time.
What do you think?
Anyway.
Fucking tie clip.
Anyway, yeah, I think it looks good, dude.
But it doubles as a roach clip, you know? That's why I have it. It's just, you know, dual purpose.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway, welcome to the show. And, you know, over the weekend, things are kind of, we got a lot to talk about. You know, obviously, the passing of golf legend Arnold Palmer.
Yep.
Yeah,
and you know, and,
19 holes. So you know, the 19th football hole right now.
Yeah, and you know, and you know, I love the Arnold Palmer drink. I love the old iced tea and lemonade mix.
Mm-hmm.
That's my drink.
He invented
you know,
it.
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody invented that drink after all this? Like, how long would it take to somebody to mix that? You know, there's got to be some people that did it before him.
Yeah,
that
probably.
Never thought. You know, like they're not going to call
it. They know how to order it though.
Yeah, but no, but that's the thing. They're not going to call it the Bill Smith. You know, or the Charlie Grinder, mm-hmm. you know, or Charlie Jones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's called the Arnold Palmer.
Right.
And, of course, big Marlins, you know, young guy, Jose Fernandez, mm-hmm. Pitcher who's, that guy's, you know, this
24
guy,
years old.
24 years old, man. And it was, like, when you hear
what
it.
What was his contract, Elgin? Look up. It was about $100 million, probably. Blew a fucking fortune, this guy.
And, well, this guy, you know, this guy was just last year. He had to get that Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, a year yep. and a half ago.
Yeah, and he was doing great, and then he was out mm-hmm. for a season, and he came back, and he wasn't as.
No. He came back strong. Are you kidding me? Dude, he was 17-0 at Marlins Stadium. No one's ever gone, you know, a streak like that at home, you know. Yeah, it's fuck. He was, you know. Here's the terrible part. His girlfriend announced this is like 5 days ago. Or
I know.
6 days
that's
ago.
So she's, sad.
She's having
pregnant. A little baby. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And you know,
and now she doesn't have to tell him that it's not his. That's the good news for them. You know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. But listen, you figure he was a Marlin. Didn't you think he could swim better than he did? You go off the side of a boat.
That's kind of hard to swim when you're doing like 80 miles an hour in a boat. Now, you said you have a little more details of it. I saw the photos of the boat, which
yes.
it looks like it hit that jetty.
It hit the government cut. It's the inlet. That's where you know to make that turn to come into the
inlet.
And that's it. It's been there for 100 years. It's going to be there next 100 years. The guy was a seasoned boat guy. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't really see that jetty that well. But then again, you don't have your boat open throttle all the way, you know, just fucking tearing through the thing with three guys on it, three friends, and one's worth a couple of million, $100 million, right? How much, Elgin?
His estimated earnings have been $6,500,000.
No, he's got to have that. I'm sure he was insured. I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, but he's going to, listen, his next contract is going to be sick. He is going to miss his start today, by the way. So they're keeping his pitch count down.
The Marlins canceled their game on Sunday,
yeah.
which was, Iron Bowl, and that, yeah, a lot of other teams were giving their, you know, putting their, they had shirts up. The Mets had a shirt with him.
Right. There's no, number 17. A lot of the 17. Players autographed the shirt. They were showing film at ESPN.
You know, it's tragic. You know, listen, that's why sometimes people say, hey, you want to go on a boat? You know what I mean? I mean, I mean, it was that early in the morning. It was like 3 in the morning. Obviously, they had a game the next day, so I guess he wasn't starting, you know, wasn't going to be
right,
pitching.
Right, exactly. He would not have been on that boat. They moved his start from Sunday to Monday. Because they wanted him to close out the season, and because they weren't going to make the postseason, and blah 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 blah. So,
right,
you know, they wanted that big fucking. I don't know what they wanted. So,
you think the way things are, that had they moved it, that the accident would have happened anyway?
I think Hillary Clinton was behind it, just like the Kennedy.
We'll probably find out that
No drugs or alcohol.
Yep.
No drugs or alcohol.
No.
Maybe they were looking for drugs and alcohol. They were speeding to get some work.
Trying to find some bales floating in the bay.
Some yayo.
Hey, Chichi, get the yayo.
Yeah.
That's your homeboy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. When people say, hey, let's get on a boat, you know, you ever get a little cautious when people say,
absolutely. Boats are scary as hell, man. Listen, and that's the worst place for anything to happen.
My buddy John from Meatball Room just bought a 60-foot fucking Hatteras. His wife called me Friday night, says, it's John's birthday. We're having a little party for him. The Boca Resort. Can you meet us Saturday, like 5 o'clock? I said, sure. I said, where? She goes, you know, what, you got a room or something? No, she goes, no, we've got the boat. We've got the yacht.
Right.
So the greatest thing was, I go there. I've got my white pants on. I look like a fucking, you know, I look like Thurston Howell III. And I go to the boat. It's gorgeous, man. Fucking 3 feet tall, this thing. Staterooms everywhere. Wood panel, flat screens.
Did you have a tie clip?
Leather couches. No tie clip, but I did go. I had an ascot. I did go to the bar at the Boca Resort.
Right. Like,
two hot chicks. And I said to the guy, hey, can I get a double Tito's, you know, a couple orange slices, and give me a plastic cup. I want to bring it back to my yacht. So he's going, yeah, sure. He says, you have your room key? I said, I don't have a room key. I have nothing, because at Boca Resort, you've got to flash with a card.
Right.
You've got to, you know, you can't buy. So I said, listen, I'm not kidding. I'm in slip number 6, the 60-foot Hatteras. I don't have a. He said, well, they're supposed to give you a thing. I said, my first mate's got it, or my captain's got it.
Gilligan's got it.
I just walked off the ship. I walked off the ship to come get a drink. I'm out of Tito's. He goes, look, here's what I'll do. I'll make you a drink. Here, go ahead. He gives me this big fucking, big-ass thing of Tito's. These girls are looking at me. Goes, I know you want to see the boat, don't you? Goes, yeah. Drag these two broads out to the thing.
Awesome.
Drink, smoking dope, drinking, partying.
And no one's seen him since.
Now, the one had a boyfriend. So oh, yeah. Her cell phone goes, she goes, damn, my boyfriend's back in the room. I look to the other one. I go, what about your boyfriend? She goes, I don't have one. I go, you do tonight. And I was now, John.
Now, when they found that, found that it wasn't your boat.
No, John was going along
with
it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
No, John was going along with it and saying, where would you like us to put the stuff, Peter? Is in your stateroom? I go, yeah. I said, you know which one it is, John? Yeah. The one on the left. I said, watch the dog. I got the dog. And she said, you have a dog? I said, yeah, I got a. And he's got this dog on boat. He's got this, you know, maca poodle, something, you know, some kind of fucking thing. I take the chick in there. I'm getting you know, she's choking on kosher salami, and you know, I sent her home.
This happened this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday. Nice. Look at me. I'm like,
so why were we being such a prick earlier this morning? You think if you got a blowjob on a boat, you'd have been
you're living the dream, man.
Yeah, you'd have been happier.
Well, my back hurts because I was thrusting a little bit.
Listen, when a girl performs oral on you, you're not supposed to thrust.
How old was this girl?
Actually, she was my high school sweetheart, man.
Shut the fuck
up. She's a junior this year, yeah.
So how old was she? How old was she?
I like that
she's
one.
She's about, I think she's like in her mid-40s.
Right.
She looked great, though. Lives in Tampa.
Her friend didn't mind that did her friend go back to the hotel and she left her there?
She went to the room, yeah, of course.
And then she stayed with you?
She hung out there, yeah.
Nice.
She had to go. They were going out to dinner at that Blue restaurant. I said, yeah, you blew me already. You know, yeah. There's a restaurant, Blue, on the 17th floor at Boca.
Yeah, but now they're going to rename it Blown.
Yeah, right.
So how did you transition from, you know, hanging out, this is my boat, isn't this nice?
Because she had to leave. That's the good news.
Right.
She had to split that dinner with the
She just had to blow and go.
Yeah.
So she has to leave.
I said, come back in the morning. We'll be here. And the funny thing was they were going fishing at like 6 o'clock. So she could walk, you know. And,
it's gone.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just wearing a towel and a bikini.
It's just like a mirage.
I'm just curious how you close the deal. So you're sitting there. So you're, I got to go. And you said, hey, why don't you come to my room for a little bit?
I said, want to see my dog?
Yeah. And then she went in the room.
Yeah, I love dogs. Sure.
All right, so then when you got to the room, she understood what was going on?
She had to explain it to her.
That's what I'm saying. You walked in the room. She saw the dog. You let the dog out.
Why are you unzipping your fly?
Yeah.
I don't get to you, man. This guy's got a hat on his lap and a tie clip out. This one's fucking unzipping.
I just want to know how you
how'd you seal the deal,
how'd
man?
How'd you seal the deal?
Yeah. I'm a 60-year-old guy. Come on, man. How you seal
the deal? He wants to know.
Yeah.
I said, have you ever discovered the wonders of Viagra? That's exactly what I said. There. She goes, that's pretty funny. He said, not really. I just snorted one. So I took my car and I just
Did you make out with her first and then get a blowjob?
Oh, of course.
You were making out with her, and then it was just really nice that she just decided that you weren't going to fuck.
She was rubbing me.
She was rubbing?
I gave her a little finger. Yeah.
You gave her a little jab.
A little finger banger.
A little jab.
Yeah.
A little FBing.
Yeah, a little.
FBs, and then she did her duty and went down.
Yeah, she was very nice about it.
I missed my single days when girls would do that automatically. You know, it's like, you know, you're making out and stuff like that, and then they grab
like
it.
You know,
they grab it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they go right to it. You're like, wow, that's nice. I didn't even ask.
Yeah, like a fish to water.
Yeah, so that's how long I've been singing.
Like Jose Fernandez to water.
It's like, don't be a douche. Like a fucking asshole.
No, that is sad. You know, Fernandez, man, what a fucked up scene. I wish he was on our boat instead of the other boat. He would have, you know, he could have got a blowjob, too, and he would have been alive to pitch tonight.
Yeah, but they still wouldn't make it to
the
playoffs.
You can watch the game tonight? I bet they have some big fucking thing before that game tonight.
Absolutely.
They better. First of all, they'll sell that shit
out. It was supposed
to
be Ichiro's bat celebration.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for hitting 3,000 hits.
Yeah, I think they were giving out like Ichiro bats and stuff. It was supposed to be the day they did that was the day that the game got canceled.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
They got a lot of extra bats out there.
Well, they still have to do that, obviously.
They got
to
give them out in Hialeah.
Yeah, they don't want to do that. Well, I was at the Dolphin game yesterday.
Oh, you did go?
Yeah.
How'd you
I saw the new stadium. My buddy Mike, who got tickets.
It's not the new stadium. It's
well, the
newly renovated.
Newly renovated stadium.
Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, you know, but even then, I was still sitting in the side where they got sun towards the second half.
Did you fry?
Look at me, man. I'm fucking baked. And I was, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking.
Look at you getting hungry. I'm thinking we're having ham for dinner.
Yeah, it's time for fritas.
Ham. I'm going to put some mustard on it for him.
But I had a little, you know, we had a nice little, you know, tailgate party, drinking, of course.
What'd you bring?
I didn't bring nothing. You know, I just showed up at 9:30 at my buddy's house, and we got there.
And what
and
you
then
cook?
They cooked, like, sausage, Italian sausage with provolone cheese and some sauce.
So he brought the gorilla out there and everything?
Yeah.
One of those guys that brings
it. Yeah, right? Our friends were already there. The guys were there.
Right.
And they were cooking up. I felt bad. They cooked up all this food, and I only ate that. That's all I ate. And they had, like, hamburgers, and they had, like, chicken and all kinds of stuff. And they took 90% of it home, you know.
Wow.
I guess they're expecting more people. But it was like, it was just, you know, it's so much better because
like you can leave it in your car during the game.
Yeah, because the beginning of beginning of the game, we're in the shade. I'm thinking, this is great, you know, because it's hot. It was hot as shit. Mm-hmm. And of course, I had a black T-shirt because I don't seem to have any other colored T-shirts anymore.
Or they're thinning.
Yeah, it looks thinning. Yeah, I like,
black is thinning.
You know. I've been doing the PTSD, thanks, by the way. Are you even doing it?
Nope, I quit.
What quit?
I quit. I signed you up for it and I made you do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing push-ups.
You haven't been doing anything.
No, I haven't filmed it yet, but you put me on the 20 push-ups. Fuck yeah.
22 push-ups.
Right.
Yeah, I do it every day. You know, and I'm day 18.
I quit filming it. Just like yeah.
Yeah. I had people say, I'm not going to film it. Here's just me doing it once. And it's funny that some people can't do them.
Yeah.
Just some people just can't do 22 push-ups.
22 push-ups is a
Yeah, I'm watching
show,
some people do their push-ups. They're not even push-ups. They're like barely moving.
Yeah. I'd probably do about 50.
Yeah, I think I could probably do 50.
I'm very certain.
Should we do the waking up with Dougie?
Because I do
the wake up late with Dougie push up challenge.
I put my feet up on the fucking on a chair when I do push ups
in like inclines.
Yeah.
Some people going crazy. My buddy George goes on a bulldozer. He had his foot on the top of the bulldozer and his arms all the way down by the scoop, whatever.
You're kidding.
So he was doing like inclined, you know, like upside down kind of thing.
Like in the bulldozer.
Like he was out on the outside of the bulldozer, so his feet were on the top of the the front part of the roof.
Yeah.
And his hands were all the way down where the scoop is.
I hear you.
He has his own bulldozer.
It's a little.
I don't know.
That's a little extra, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to do
it, buy a bulldozer just for this challenge.
There's a couple times I did knuckle push-ups,
really?
You know what I mean? And then when I hurt my shoulder earlier, I was going to do the one-arm push-ups, but then it didn't hurt.
I was up to a couple of knuckles on this chick on the center.
Yeah, I bet. He's doing your own knuckle push-ups. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, I noticed you're not doing it. And 99% of the people I've enrolled haven't been doing it.
Yeah, well, at least a lot of people you enroll don't even try to do it one time.
And some people are upset. It's like a bad chain letter. It's like, why are you asking me to do this? Now I got to do it. You know, no, you don't. Don't do it if you don't want to do
it. Does that aggravate
you? No, it's funny. I did it once and people were saying, don't nominate me.
Yeah,
they're telling you not to nominate them.
Yes, people specifically asked me not to nominate them.
Well, I nominated Tim Hanlon, who's never done a push-up.
Right.
I nominated John Levine, who can't do push-ups.
Right. There's no way he can do a push-up.
You don't think John can do one push-up?
He probably could do one.
Okay.
If you count falling down to the ground and then picking yourself back up.
I bet you he can do at least 20 push-ups.
I would bet he couldn't.
Really? 10?
With or without a cigarette in his mouth. 10, he might be able to do it.
While smoking?
I think to try to prove you wrong, he would at least do 20.
He could do whatever he wants. That guy's not going to do any push-ups. He's got the musculature of a, you know,
a
penguin. He ain't gonna do no push-ups.
He looks like a penguin.
I mean, come on. He's not gonna be doing push-ups.
Looks like Burgess Meredith on a bad day.
Yeah. By the way, tonight, as we record this show today, big debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Can't wait.
And I think the biggest things that are going on right now, obviously, that you know, the other case of this guy getting shot in Charlotte, that they released another video.
Did you watch that shit over the week? I mean, how insane was that? What was that, Thursday night, Friday night?
Now, did you see all the videos? Right?
Oh, Christ. And then the other asshole gets shot behind it. You know, I mean, just people are just
you got. Well, this is a radio show. Finish what you're saying. So,
I'm telling you.
Like, there was the one in Tulsa, right? Where no one's heard anything about that. The people in Tulsa, whatever, nothing's done. But in Charlotte, they're going fucking ballistic crazy. And, you know, people are saying, hey, they're not releasing the video and this and that. But when you watch the video, and the guy's walking away and they shot him. Supposedly there's a gun. I don't see a gun in that one video, so that's interesting. And, you know, it's just fucking mayhem.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
I saw this video today. You know Sandra Bland, right? The black woman who they took to the police department, she said, I don't want to die, and then she died in police custody.
Oh, a few months back.
Yeah. I just saw a video that just was released, and they show like them bringing her into the garage, and when they pull her out of the car, they have her hogtied, you know, and she looks like she's already dead in the video. They put her face down on the floor, and when they untie like her ankles, her knees are like up like this, you know, and when they untied it, like it didn't move at all. It just,
rigor.
You know what I mean? And then like, they dragged her in, like dragged their feet like by her back, still in cuffs, feet on the, just dragged her into the police, and she looked like she was already dead.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. But there's so many crazy things that are going out there, and I think that now they're trying to make the police cam footage part of their personnel file, and then it will be restricted from public use anymore. They're trying to take it back.
That's what they're trying to do in Charlotte. Right. Like, in other words, it's no longer able to be viewed by anybody.
Right, because they're trying to say it's part of their personnel file.
Well, that's going to be a bad move. Because, you know, having...
Obviously, they're trying to hide something.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, it's bad. You know, I've been back and forth on this because, again, I believe innocence until proven guilty, no matter who it is. And I have a hard time believing when four or five officers are surrounded by a guy, you know, that they're not... You know what I mean? Like, you think about it, like, why didn't they... You know, that many officers, unless he had a gun...
Mm-hmm.
You know, why wouldn't they just take the guy down?
Right.
You know what I mean? And you ask yourself these questions, but, you know, listen,
Have you seen the stuff with the superhuman strength from half the drugs these people take?
You've tased them like, and they don't
kid,
even move.
Like, right. Like this kid up there that was eating these people's faces and shit. He killed the husband and wife up in, you know, Port St. Lucie, wherever the fuck it was.
Right.
This kid was 6'4 and like 260 pounds. You're on some drug, man. These cops aren't superhuman. And sometimes it's a female officer. Sometimes it's a guy my size, your size. You know, it's a dangerous job. They need four or five of these guys to fucking crack somebody's skull.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
if you have four or five people, you know, again, if the guy has a gun, no police officer is going to risk getting shot.
Boom.
You know, if some guy's got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But when there's that many people, you know, somebody's got to take out you know what I mean? It's like I said, if the guy's rushing at you, you don't take chances and shoot. Like you put a bullet in him to drop him.
We had a psychotic fucking guy at that Fishtails that night. He wasn't a big guy. He was like 5'10", weighed about 180, not on his medication. Maybe he was on his medication. He stabbed five people. Hit with both hands, going like crazy. They killed Jimmy. Everybody rushed this guy. They all jumped him, and he's busy stabbing everybody, man. You're in a fucking psycho thing It's very tough to control some lunatic. That,
I don't know who. I don't know anybody who wants to be a cop anymore.
Mm-mm.
I mean, think about it. Who the hell would want to be a police officer?
It comes with a really bad stigma just to be a cop. Even if you want to be a good cop,
right?
People don't look at you the same that they used to.
And I've said this before on the show, but how many times, like with all the bullshit and riffraff that's out there, you know, after you spend a little time being a cop, you're eventually going to be, you know, your soul's going to be a little tarnished.
You're tainted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're going to get a little tainted. You're going to be a little, you know, angry. You're going to be a little judgmental. You're going to be all these kind of things.
You're going to be a little entitled, too, because now you're kind of like, you're part of the law, so you kind
of... Yeah, a lot of cops get the Napoleonic complex, right?
Go be a prison guard. Go be a prison guard for a while. See what they're like, these motherfuckers, man. You got to see what that's all about. When they're, you're outnumbered by 20 to 1, 30 to 1, you know what I mean? And they're fucking, and here's, you know, on the street, you don't know if this guy's really a killer. In a joint, you know that guy's killed before.
Yeah, right.
He's got nothing to lose. He's doing 99 to life. And you're sitting there
There's a really
great show. He
wants
an extra pork chop.
That's why the prison guards. That's why the prison guards end up getting guys like that shit. So they're like, control them.
Right.
Like, look, man. You know, let's be cool. I'll get you some steaks.
You're out of that phone.
I'll get you some weed, some cocaine.
Yep, you're out. You need a battery for your phone. You need a new battery. I know that. You need a charger for that fucking phone.
Yeah. I didn't know prisoners can have cell phones.
They can't have them, but they're the
they
only
get them
phones,
all the time. They get them all the time from
so
the
many
guards.
Cell phones in prison, man. It's incredible.
Maybe I'll get arrested. It sounds like it's pretty good.
Well, no, but there's this show with all
when the bills come
rookies,
to jail,
rookie COs and stuff, and watching the people.
You kidding? What is that?
It's a brand new show. It follows these rookies, oh my god, the prisoners, they give them so much shit because they know they're green. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they'll fuck with them. They'll try to see what they can get from them,
right?
Or how they can catch them off guard. And you always see the newbies messing things up, forgetting to lock a certain thing a certain way, you know, and they get themselves in trouble. And they find find all type of shit. They find syringes, they find cell phones, they find it all over the place.
Fuck yeah.
Contraband all over the place, drugs, so much drugs.
Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We're going to have a nice little hour-long show today because I got to get ready to go for, I'm going to be, tonight's Tuesday, I'm going to be at the Whip Theater in Chicago. Along with Matt Ballack and Larry Fulford.
Get out of here. Nice. Yeah, Matt Ballack.
I got Mac to host the show.
Matt,
so if you're
Lauer?
In Chicago, come out to the Whip Theater. And I think it's at 8 o'clock. $10.
Now, let me ask you a question. You have to have a girlfriend for that?
No, I don't think so. In other words, you can whip yourself.
No, you're pussy whipped. You know? You know?
Yeah, the only way you can come there if
Why
you're pussy
whipped. Why do they call it the Whip Theater?
I don't know.
Because it's cool.
Yeah, whipped. I don't know.
Cool
it's whipped. Not whipped. Whip. The Whip.
WHIP?
The WIP.
Oh, WIP. Whip.
Whip.
Yeah.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is it?
Whip.
It might be somebody's name. I don't know.
It could be. It could be an acronym of sorts.
Right.
John Whip.
Will,
right? Maybe the guy who put the money down for the theater, his name was Whip.
Yeah.
Could be.
Right?
Yep.
I don't know.
Biff. At the Biff Theater.
Anyway, we'll be back with stories and top headlines and straight from the headlines, all that good stuff right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullett with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
To the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's for you guys, it's Tuesday morning. For us, it's Monday afternoon here on a thunderstorm-stricken day.
It's terrible weather out there.
Lately, the storms here that hit our house, you know, we had lightning hit the house, a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
And
it messed up your backyard and everything.
Yeah, it was messed up. And then, like, just before you guys got here today, it was like You know, even the dog got so scared he pissed all over the place here.
Jesus.
Matter of fact, right on your seat where you're sitting right now, Peter.
Sorry, I thought I smelled something. That wasn't
me. It was a little warm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love him. I would sit in his pee any day. I love
Listen, he
dog,
got me
man.
So mad.
He's a
okay?
good dog.
He got me so mad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I'm sitting here. I'm trying to get work done before you guys got here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting stuff organized. All of a sudden, I'm here. What the hell are you doing? Pissed. Like, just let go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was scared, man. Jeez. You got to get him one of those thunder shirts, maybe.
Thunder
you know?
Shirts?
You ever hear of those thunder shirts for
no.
dogs?
Never heard of
oh,
it.
Oh, come on. Elgin, you heard of the thunder shirt for dogs?
Yes. It's a shirt that it you wrap it around them Velcro. And apparently makes them not be scared
right.
of thunderstorms.
It's like hugs them. It's like this.
It's like a coddle
put it
jacket.
Tight,
yeah.
And it like makes them feel like they're being held.
Is that what I saw you wearing the other day when I was at your house?
No, I'm wearing thunder pants. No, but I'm wearing thunder pants.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing thunder pants.
Is that I'm a little scared. I'm going to wear my thunder shirt. I'm
wearing my thunder pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in case you do piss yourself, you know.
No, I thought it was like a diaper type thing. You know, when they piss themselves, at least it stays on them.
Right.
Actually, somebody just invented something for dogs. It's a harness that goes around their butt and their tail and everything, and it's two magnets, and the bags have magnets in them now. So you put a little magnet, and it goes clip, and it clips right to them. They could shit in it,
right.
And then it bags the poop for you.
And who wipes it?
Nobody wipes
you don't
it.
Have to
the
wipe
shit
a dog's
falls
ass.
Into the bag.
You don't wipe your dog's asses?
You know, you don't have to wipe your dog's ass.
I've been doing that for years.
Well, that's something you like to do.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah, the problem is you do it with your tongue.
Yeah. That's well, no, problem. You don't have a dog with a hairy, you know, hair, you know, you, these dogs are hairless almost. You know, I had always had like either a golden retriever with
German
the hair
shepherd
in the bag.
Or something.
Well, no,
yeah.
Shepherd does have hair like but you figure, you know, even
my dog has a lot of hair
near its asshole. How do you get it out of there? What if the dog? Have you ever seen
a
dog get sick?
No.
And it like die, and it gets stuck in there, and it's
oh yeah. Sometimes Jesus. It gets stuck in the hair. Yeah.
Wow. See. Now what are you doing after?
Well, you fucking hose him down like you would any other dog. What are you gonna
throw
do?
Throw him in the fucking pool.
I'm gonna get fucking wet naps and wipe his ass with baby
yeah.
wipes, powder him off, and
yeah.
put a diaper
come
on.
Here, puppy.
Yeah.
And then you shave.
You wipe your butt
and
for
you. Then you take your razor blade and shave around the little asshole.
Yeah, you got to trim that stuff.
Yeah.
We had like a cocker spaniel that had like the hairy like the legs like
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and the tail.
Right.
So that would happen. Like every sudden you see a look like a lump of duty hanging from
right.
it. Like, what the hell, man? So we you know trim that all now.
Right.
Well, the groomers they'll do that, right?
I do that to myself too. I trim around my hair.
I noticed that when I haven't man groomed in a while, sometimes it takes longer to wipe my ass.
You see that?
I will say this: I've become more like conservative. Like I used to like take like toilet paper, you know, like long and then roll it. Now I only take like a little bit and roll it. You know what I mean? I'm being more conservative with my toilet paper.
You got more frugal
Cheap
with your toilet
yeah,
paper.
Yeah, I don't think
usage.
I need that. I learned I don't need that much paper.
He's down to
actually,
the one
yeah,
point.
Actually, I have a sign in my bathroom that I made, and it's the. It's TURD. It's the toilet paper usage ration department.
Oh, yeah.
Or the turd. And
right.
I put it up there, and it's the only use three sheets. You're mm-hmm. only allowed three sheets in my house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not total, but per wipe, you mean?
Yeah.
When do you stink?
I don't know how some of you people. I don't know how some of you people. Can,
no,
like,
my roommates were complaining. They said that I use a lot of toilet paper. So I fucking made this sign, and I put it in there.
Oh, that's funny.
From the turd.
Now, either you lose a lot of toilet paper because you shit a lot, or just you use a lot.
No, I'm the old Dougie. I pull a fucking long ass sheet.
Right.
I make confetti with it. I do a ribbon move.
Right,
do some
right.
rhythmic
you roll
gymnastics.
It around your hand.
You know what I mean? Then I roll it up and then boom.
Right.
Yeah, I've become much more concerned. I just take a little bit.
I fold it. I wipe once. Fold it over the other side. I wipe again.
I'll fold it two or three times. I'll wipe, fold, wipe, fold. Until I get
it's
to
like
a little
origami.
Until
it's like origami.
Until I got this little thing and I shove it up my ass.
He's got a little swan.
You know that's how they do it project. In Japan. They use one sheet.
Yeah.
And they take this is what they do. They take the sheet.
Yeah.
They rip a hole in the middle and they stick one finger through it.
Yeah.
And then they use the paper and then they just shift their finger on the paper so they can get multiple wipes. And then once they're done, I swear to God, I saw a video on this.
They lick their finger.
No, they take that little
they make
piece.
Make you some sushi rolls.
Right, yeah, right.
The little extra piece that's left over, and they clean the nail out.
No.
I swear I saw this fucking video on YouTube. It exists.
I think my next house, I'm going to get one of those.
YouTube is really a plethora of information. You know, I got to tell you something. I don't know what I'm missing by not watching more YouTube. I want to see a Japanese guy wipe his ass.
Yeah,
you don't see him wiping his ass. He explains the technique.
Right. In English or in Japanese?
I'm not sure. I don't think it needs to be.
You think he would have translated all the information?
Kaka. Yeah. How do you say shit?
You stick your finger to the paper. And then you stick up your ass and make sure you don't stick your finger with the paper. Understand? And then you clean your asshole.
But like, what do you have? What happens when you have a real messy fucking shit?
Use a chopstick.
One sheet is going to do nothing.
I don't
for
know
you.
How anybody. Listen, I, that's why I'm being a little like I used to take. I used to let the thing, the pretty much the toilet paper roll to the almost to the ground, right? And then you fold it up. Now you got a nice thick piece in case it ripped. Yeah, but you know, because that's
buy that cheap toilet paper.
How violently do you rub your ass? No, listen, he attacks his ass.
Listen, I got like a little bit. I got like a little bit of a hemorrhoid. So like you know, like so sometimes when you do that, you got to make sure you wipe because hemorrhoid can block some of the duty, and like you're getting that in the way, and you think you're fine.
Speed bump.
Yeah, and then you get and you put your underwear on, and you take your underwear off. You're like, what the fuck?
Looks like
you know,
they say to your period.
Yeah, my wife's like, no more white underwear for you. I'm going to get all dark underwear.
I had, listen, man, this
you
is
had,
really
no
vile.
More white.
All black underwear.
Yeah, in you wear 40s. Dark underwear all the time. Not because you're sexy, because you shit all over place.
In my 40s, I had surgery for hemorrhoids. I had a hemorrhoid so fucking bad once that I had to get twin beds. That's how big this hemorrhoid was. I slept on one side.
Man.
This fucking thing.
You now, that can
hemorrhoid?
Be bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had one forever. Like, it comes and goes. It's like, even when I got my colonoscopy done a few years ago,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, you might have a little IBD, but you have a little hemorrhoid if it ever gets bad, whatever.
Yeah, I had them cut out, man. I'll tell you something. The guy says, you'll be home for like 3 days. It's not that bad, you know. I was home for 2 weeks. 2 fucking weeks I couldn't go to work. That's how
why?
Horrible that surgery was, because it's the most painful fucking thing you can ever imagine.
Yeah,
how do you
why?
Shit after that?
I've had, you really don't, man. You lose a lot of weight for a couple of days. When
you don't eat, you don't, like you only have drink
no.
shit, right?
You
I wouldn't want to eat, because I'd be scared
no,
to
dude,
fucking take
I'll
a shit.
I'll tell you
dude.
Something. But I was at a point where, and this is vile, man, I'd be in the shower, it looked like the fucking, the shower scene from Psycho.
Oh my God.
When, you know, when I had a bad, you know, situation with this thing, and I would just be... gushing blood out of my ass, man, I'd say. You know,
so that's really bad. See, mine doesn't get that bad. Every once in a while I have a little bit on the you know paper.
Yeah, but it's a bad surgery?
Yeah.
I think my mom had it done. My mom had that surgery where they removed it.
They might have different technique now and shit, but back then they you know, they used to just wrap a fucking band, a rubber band around it, and they'd basically choke it. And you cut the blood supply to the thing, and then...
Just let it die?
And Zorro, that motherfucker.
Cut it off.
Yeah, but then they don't stitch it or anything?
Oh, yeah.
You got to.
You bleed your... I mean, it's just a horrible thing.
Oh,
you
my
think
God. Do they numb you up, dude?
Yeah, you're knocked out. No, you're knocked out, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're out. Like
and what do they put? Bandages up your ass? Like a tampon or some shit? Like, how the fuck?
I had a tampon on my ass. Yeah, you have a...
And that was before the surgery.
I have one now, too. I kind of like
the feeling.
In my
vagina, too.
Yeah. This is good. I hope no one's eating dinner.
He left the plastic applicator in it as well. He didn't like pull that thing out.
Here's the greatest: people are eating breakfast right now,
or lunch or dinner.
Yeah, I don't know. I may.
Tomato juice to anyone?
I may share this. I may put this thing out late tonight so people will hear it before the Tuesday.
Okay.
Perfect.
Because I'm gonna be. I'm flying out late tomorrow around 12 o'clock.
Mm.
So
you don't care.
My wife's like, yeah, because my wife hates getting up in the morning, taking me to the airport. Mm. But I'd rather fly in the morning because there's less chance of bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
Usually afternoon showers come and all that shit.
Yeah.
So I'd
you want to be somewhere already and maybe take a nap in the you know,
I'd like to get
hotel.
There, get to the hotel, relax, right?
Right.
Do shit and then, you know.
Right. Jerk off.
Yeah.
HBO.
Yeah. I got a lot. By the way, I had a good time at Vasani's this past week working with my friend Frankie Paul, and I got to see Cisco.
Nice.
I got to work with him and Carlos Mencia on Wednesday night.
How was that?
Carlos Mencia? Wow.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool because, first of all, everybody knows Vasani's. It's a clean room. You really can't say the F-bomb. You know, you have to be, you can't use sexually explicit stuff, you know, so some of my material you just couldn't do. But, so you're a little nervous. So it was good when I got there Wednesday, so I did a 10-minute spot, and the place was packed. It was sold. I mean, it was packed. And it was like an R-rated show because it's, you know, Carlos Mencia is not going to be clean. So, it felt great. It felt good. Like, okay, at least I can come out and do this before tomorrow. You know, I got to get a little, like a test run, you know.
Clean it up, too, for the rest of the weekend.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And so I got to see Cisco and those guys. Cisco calls me the next day at like 4 in the morning. And I guess the next morning, they were at the Orlando Improv. So the next morning, they're doing media and shit, like 8 o'clock in the morning. And there he's like, we're going to go to a strip club and this and that in Sarasota. I'm like, dude, I ain't going to no fucking strip club. I'm going to eat all the money. I'm not going to make any money on this gig. I'm like, I'm going back to my hotel. So I get 4 o'clock in the morning. The phone says, hey, man, I see if you could do me a favor. I left my my suitcase at the hotel. Would you mind like getting it and driving it to Orlando for me? Meanwhile, it's a 2.5-hour drive from Port Charlotte. And he goes, I'll give you, you know, he's going to pay me. I'm like, dude, first of all, it's 4 in the morning. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I got shit. I got to work. I get up in the morning and work.
Where's Port Charlotte?
It's just north of Fort Myers.
Okay.
So I'm like, I felt bad. I'm like, I can't do that for you, bro. So he ended up coming back and getting it. But that was a lot of fun, and I had a great time.
Should have Ubered it. Should have sent an Uber.
Yeah, the best part about it is, that's a good room. You know, a lot of times with Saudis, you have to be strong act to get in there. But it was really great because all the staff were like, after the week, like, we love, you know, they were really nice. You know what I mean? Like, I had done a real good job. And they put mm-hmm. put my picture up, where mm-hmm. it's usually only for the headliners. So they said, we thought you were great. We're going to put your picture up on the Wall of Fame.
What?
Yeah.
So it's official.
So I got to sign it. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I will say this. I had the fucking shock. I had the scare of a lifetime.
What?
All right. So Monday morning, I get up. I went to the game. I went to the football game on Sunday. Now, I was wrecked because I'm out in the sun all day. You're drinking, right? That sun was kicking my ass.
How much are those beers, by the way, now? 12?
10 bucks, 10, 11 bucks. Yeah, that too. You know, 10 bucks a beer. I gave the guy a 20.
Yeah.
The guy gives me back 7 bucks.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, where the fuck's my change? You go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with people, man? You're going to assume you're getting a tip?
Isn't this the second time it's happened to you recently?
Yeah.
Listen, when I worked at Yankee Stadium as a kid, football season, Giants. Okay, they're out there. It's freezing out. It's fucking. Imagine working outdoors in a North Stadium for a football game. But those are the days when these guys would come in. That you know, I worked the club level. These guys would walk in with bottles of booze, man. I mean, they'd have a briefcase,
right.
They'd have shot glasses, the whole nine yards. Now they would order 10 hot dogs. There'd be a whole row of guys. Give me 10 hot dogs. You pass on hot dogs, pass on hot dogs, pass on hot dogs. They pass down a 50. By the time all the hot dogs come back, by the time of the shit, I'll give change for like maybe a 20. You know? And by that time, it comes back, the guy's drunk out of his mind. And you're like nine rows away.
You know, that's what I think the guy thinks. He gives you all these ones. Like, you're
right.
Not going to count it.
And of course.
And I'm like, dude, you where's my change? He's like, oh. And the brother's looking at me like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah, give me a fucking change.
Right.
And then as part of me, I was like, I don't even want to give him a tip now. I'm like, you know what? Douchebag, fuck you.
Of course not.
You know? So I'm baked. So being out in the sun and shit. So I get home and I'm wrecked. I was just Sunday. My wife was like, we're going to go do something. I fell asleep from like, I don't know, 5 o'clock or so to like 9 o'clock at night. I was just, and then the worst part about being that I was having bad dreams. It was just a weird night all night.
And then you're up all night because you slept.
Right. And then I try to get back to sleep. And I wake up Monday morning. And I'm looking for my wedding ring. I can't find it.
Oh, no.
And then I'm thinking, you know when you leave a hotel?
Were you wearing it?
Yeah. Well, no. This is the thing.
And you wore it with you? When you traveled,
I had it with me.
Uh-huh.
And then
Do you take it off when you perform?
No. Sometimes I do because when I tell a joke of my girlfriend, I tell a joke saying my girlfriend's this or that. I don't want anybody's. But if not. But I knew I had it on the last show Saturday. And after the show, I just wanted to come home because I was going to go to the Dolphin game Sunday morning. So I just drove home Saturday after the show.
You leaving that girl's hair? Volume?
No, your mom wasn't around, dude. I didn't fucking.
My mother is just terrible.
All right. So I had one of those. When you leave a hotel, you feel like you forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving home from Port Charlotte, and I'm thinking, fuck. And I did leave something. I left my little my shampoo and conditioner bottles. You know that you take with you. Like
in case they don't have any at the hotel. You should have sent that comedian.
Look, because your fucking hair is like, you know, like timeless. And nothing, it doesn't matter what you put in that fucking do.
What do you have? Like,
no, I have like
Alberto
VO5?
I got
Nioxin.
The stuff you get at the hotel is fucking dish soap.
It's terrible, dude.
It's horrible.
You go bald using that shit. So I left. I realized I left that there. But then I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I can't believe I can't find my wedding ring. Now my wife's looking at me like, what the fuck?
Mm.
But then I remembered. Because when I realized I forgot my bottles, you know, when I'm driving, I'm like mm-hmm. basically 20, 30 minutes on the way home already. I'm like, oh, I forgot it. I look. The first thing I thought, do I have my watch? Yes. Do I have my ring? Yes. So anything else could, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, you've a shirt, you know, maybe you'll have them send it back, whatever. But socks. You know, I always leave socks because something falls by. So I'm thinking, fuck. And then, so I'm thinking to myself, man, I can't. Then I call the hotel, and of course, I'm ready to yell at somebody. Like, of course, I'm not going to. You know, who's going to return a wedding ring? You know what I mean? You think the hotel staff, the cleaning crew, if you see a wedding ring, you think they're going to? Fuck no, they're going to keep it.
Nah,
they're not going to return it. So I'm thinking to myself, man, they fucking stole my ring. But then all of a sudden, it hit me. I remembered when I woke up. From Saturday
you put
night
it on the little shampoo
no when
bottle.
I Saturday yeah no Saturday night I was like. I woke up after, you know, getting home like 12:30 in the morning. I was fucking woke up in the middle of the night. Like my left arm was asleep because I was on it. and I felt like my hand was asleep. So I took the ring off because I felt like it was like it choking. Was, you know, like choking my hand. So I took it off and put it on my nightstand. So then I started thinking, okay, it's got to be on the night. No, it's not on the nightstand. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? The damn thing came up, must have came off the nightstand and rolled all the way down, like in the middle of the bed, like underneath the bed. Like, you know, something would fall off and just fall there. No, it didn't just fall off the nightstand. It fell off the nightstand and rolled, you know, like 4 feet.
Round things have a tendency to roll, you know?
Yeah, well, like a meatball. Like the meatball went on to the table, right? Was that song?
Right. I rolled my meatball, rolled down to the floor on top of spaghetti. Yeah.
All covered with cheese. Yeah.
And then my meatball
when somebody sneezed or whatever. Yeah. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Yeah. Anyway. So
how about the kids in the bed? They rolled over and one rolled over and they fell out. And the little one said, roll over.
Oh, yeah. Roll over. Five little monkeys sleeping in the bed. Wow. One rolled out and bumped his head. Some bullshit. I don't know. What? This is Nursery Rhymes.
Nursery
with
Rhymes.
Dougie.
Wake up, Late with Dougie show. So that was a scare.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I was panicking. My wife, you know, went on, took a flashlight, and she was going to make me sweat it out. She found it.
She went out of the bed.
Hmm?
She fixes everything, man. She fixed the backyard with the lightning.
I'm telling you. I was telling my friend at the game yesterday. I was like, man, she's the handy woman. She fixes everything around this fucking house.
She planted all those trees back there.
The trees. You know,
she dug that trench.
That trench.
Dug a hole. Yeah. You know, she said to him, you think that's the first hole I hug? Hug I don't dug? What? A hole I dug?
I don't know. Did you know what she said?
Think that's the first hole I dug? What was that line in the...
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Well, you think it's my first fucking hole?
My first hole?
I dig the fucking hole. Give me the shovel. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Great thing.
When he shot Spider.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
By the way, congratulations to my good friend Perry Sack for hosting our first Deuces Wild comedy show. It was a packed show. Both shows went really well. He started off, of course, Will Rock, the House Lewis, and Steve Marshall, which was great because my buddy, my contact there, the manager, got me the venue.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to see, you know, the first night, and you know, I'm back. I'm upset because I couldn't be there. But he says, you know, I gave the talk to everybody, you know, try to be clean earlier the show, blah, blah, blah. The first thing Steve Marshall comes out there, wake the fuck up, everybody.
Oh, no.
The guy, my buddy Don, was like, he was hilarious. And I think, you know, we're going to find out definitely later today, but it's pretty much 90% sure we'll have 12 more dates.
No, that's wow. Great. Awesome.
The sound guy that was there was like, you know, this is the busiest early in the night, you know, on a Friday. We never had this many people here in the Nectar Lounge. And so that went really well. And with that said, I got some people lined up. Matter of fact, just got another text from our good friend Jim Florentine will probably be coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Voss will be, by the way, just booked Rich Voss for February 15th at Tampolino's.
Sweet.
So excited about that.
Welcome. I can't wait.
He's coming back. He's hilarious.
Yeah. And, and new comics. I'm excited. My friend Ty Rivera, who was the winner of the World Series of Comedy the year before, actually the before last, he'll be coming down. He's working it. Yeah.
2 years ago? No good.
No, listen, this guy, he's very controversial too. He's a gay guy. He's Mexican, but he looks Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things I love about his comedy, he'll say shit. You know, he does a joke. It's like he does a joke about handicapped people. He's like, if you're offended by my joke, feel free to get up and walk out anytime. You know, it's just, you know, it's funny when people can make fun of people and like.
Is that funny?
I think it's hilarious. And, you know, and he's a gay Mexican guy who likes Trump.
Mm.
So that's a whole other thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I can't wait to see these debates.
He loves cock, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's what gay guys do. Yeah. But I'm really excited about this debate. You know, this could be a big, you know, there's a lot
no
of...
No wonder
you know,
you're having dinner at 5 o'clock. I had to come here to fucking, in the middle of the day to do this show because, you know...
Look at this fucking prima donna, fucking you know, complaining and... all the fucking
all day.
Time.
Oh, it's all about your schedule, Dougie. Oh, it's all about your schedule.
It is my fucking show, so I'm trying to, you know...
Your wife's family's more important than doing a show.
Than you guys? Yeah, I think so.
Question.
I don't doubt it.
Do you think that the debate's going to be one of the highest rating
absolutely
things of all time?
I think of any presidential debate.
Bigger than the Super Bowl?
I think more people are going to be watching this thing tonight than ever seen a debate before.
Okay. And Monday Night Football.
And I think it's kind of exciting. Trump's getting a little heat because the woman that Bill Clinton had affairs with, Flowers, and
Jennifer
the other girl.
Flowers.
Jennifer Flowers.
She's not coming.
She's not coming?
Well, Trump was like just shoving that in their face. She's not going to come.
She said she's going to come.
Yeah.
Well, and who's the other, who's the other one? There was Jennifer Flowers and the other one that he was supposedly...
What, Monica Lewinsky?
No.
Lewinsky?
No, there was two people that, you know, Jennifer Flowers. Anyway, they said they're both going to come.
So wait, really? He's had multiple affairs, and Trump's going to bring them to be on his like dais, so to speak.
Yeah, like you know,
in the
words,
first row, sitting right here.
Yeah, like you know, Hillary's going to be on stage and looking at those two falamas,
right,
sitting
right
there. You know, those
shooting
two
in the eyes.
Yeah, hey, you know, getting all riled up,
like in Godfather when they bring that dude's brother in the courtroom. Yeah. You know, and he's sitting in the back.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't say what I said.
Michael Corleone said this. Michael Corleone said that. I said sure.
I don't think that's correct. Yeah. I said sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Is this your brother in the audience?
Yeah, that's my brother.
I'd like to speak for Mr. Corleone. And, this man came here out of his own accord to see his brother. I mean, that was a great scene. See his brother. He's going back to the...
That was a great scene. Matter of fact, that was on the other day, and I caught that scene. Mm-hmm. That was the scene that was on.
They've been playing it a lot lately. I love that movie.
It's great. How can you not want to watch The Godfather? Mm. Yeah,
you
know, the first
one. It's the greatest
one.
Movie of all time. Both of them, one and two.
One and two.
One and two, the two of the five top movies of all time.
Absolutely.
There's no question. And you don't have to love the mafia. I think that whole thing,
it's a great movie.
And if you look at the fucking star power in that movie, both those two movies together between De Niro, Pacino, I mean, all of them. Al Pacino, you know, Marlon Brando, fucking...
James Caan,
Diane Keaton. I mean, there's this. It goes on and on.
De Niro
and on
originally
and on.
Auditioned for the role of Sonny.
Right.
And he didn't get it, but they liked him so much that they brought him back to play the younger dad. Younger dad.
That was Godfather. Great.
Fucking movie, man.
That was great.
Just all of it.
Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hi, everyone.
And Elgin David.
What up?
And we come back, we'll have Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's what comics do. Speaking of police, Phoenix chief, three officers resigned after man forced to eat pot.
Not in a brownie form?
It's a lot better than saying, hey, you can go now and just give us all your pot and confiscate it.
Yeah, normally they just throw it on the floor and stomp on it.
All right. That happened to me in Daytona when I got in spring break. Me and my two suite mates, roommates in college, we got caught on the bridge. I made a U-turn on the bridge.
Oh, jeez.
Because it was a hot chick walking. Yeah, she was hot. So I made a U-turn on the bridge and stopped on the bridge. A cop pulled me over. We had like two suitcases of Bush.
Oh, my
God. In the suitcase, you know, you buy.
Bush beer?
Bush beer. Quantity, not quality, baby. That's what we were doing in college. Three Phoenix police officers have resigned after a man they forced him to eat marijuana found in his vehicle to avoid going to jail. Chief Joseph Yonner said on Thursday. A fourth officer, Jeff Farrier, was demoted from lieutenant to sergeant for being aware of the last week's incident and not taking appropriate action. Their actions are appalling and unacceptable. This conduct is against everything that we stand for, Yonard said. Police identified the three officers who quit as Richard G. Pina, Jason E. McFadden, and Michael Carnicle. Two of them are being investigated both criminally and by the department, Yonard said, adding that the third officer is considered a witness to the act and is subject of just administrative investigation.
Oh, he's the rat. See that?
Right.
He's always a rat.
No, so, yeah, listen, you know, I mean, you do a job like a cop whenever you're a cop or a fire person or man or teacher, when you work for a municipality, right, you're doing that for the pension. Mm-hmm. You want to put your 20 fucking years in.
Right.
And then you want to get your $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year pension. You know how great a pension is?
I wish I had.
I got friends that are like they started being cops when they're 21. Now they're 43 and they're retiring, and they're going to retire on $50,000, $60,000 a year pension. They're going to get that every year.
Yeah, and they can always do some part-time bullshit job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can do something.
You'd be a security guard, and I rent a cop or some shit a couple days a week at a club or something.
I'm concerned about that now. Matter of fact, one of the gentlemen I was at the game with, he's in the business I'm in, and he's like, look, man, I'm sick of it. And it's interesting to hear somebody who comes from your line of work, because it is bullshit. Every year, our job gets more and more strict, and more things you got, regulations and shit you got to do. And then they're you know, by next year, our pay is going
to
be cut. You know,
this harder, this
division of labor thing, DOL thing that's going out, retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to try to strip us on how much we can earn on managing assets, where you can't just make 1% anymore. They want to try to make us. So if you're making $100,000 a year, right, doing it, you automatically, now you're going to get dropped to 50, and you're doing the same fucking work. You know, let me tell you, the only reason I've ever done my job is because the pay is real good, and then you can tolerate all that stress.
Right.
Right? But if that money's not that good, I'm not fucking putting up with that stress. I'd rather go get a job making $50,000 a year doing nothing.
With nothing. No stress.
You know, no stress, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Do you think I can make $50,000 a year being an Uber driver?
No way.
Yes. they're making money, man.
No way.
Yeah.
I think Uber now is like, if you after expenses and everything that you have to invest, breakdown costs, gas, all that shit, they're making like $7 an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I just spoke to an Uber driver the other day. He gave me the whole rundown.
How about Lyft?
Lyft is different because they're allowed to tip.
Right.
But they actually make less in wages. Then you have to almost go based on tips.
Hmm. Wow.
But I would imagine it would be better. But Uber's the more popular one, though.
Mm-hmm. Video, here's the next story. Video shows 15-year-old girl being pepper sprayed by police. Now, I watched this video. I'm not going to play it because it's a lot of screaming, and this girl is really ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's a black girl, and her.
Oh, we should let us guess.
Her bicycle. I'm not going to play the video. Her bicycle. No, if you heard that,
yeah.
Her bicycle ran.
This is the next story.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
So, let's see here. In Hagerstown, Maryland, police video shows an officer in Maryland pepper spraying a 15-year-old girl who refused to cooperate after her bicycle hit a car.
Nice.
So they were saying, want to call your mom? And she's like, no, get off me. And she's screaming and making like hysteria and shit. Mm-hmm. And get the, you know, and they finally, she's trying to put her in the cop car because she's like fighting the cops, you know, and all. And again, This is the negative side of more of a negative side of this thing with the fucking Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Now, anybody who's black, when they get pulled over, going to cause this fucking scene, right? Because they're angry, right?
Sure.
This is what's going on
and
here.
The cell phones come out.
Right. Everybody's, you know, I saw somebody post on Facebook, this kid in Chicago, young black kid, was getting, you know, he was getting arrested. He actually was pushing the cop. He thought he could push the fucking cop. The cop says, that's it. You're going away. And he wouldn't put his hands behind his back. And then every cop's, what's your badge number? What's your badge number? Like, what the fuck, dude? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking video and shit, you know? And I'm just amazed when people do that. And this again, who the fuck wants to be a cop? You know what I mean? And we're all dealing with all this bullshit.
I know. There's no respect for these
people. The body camera video was released after an attorney for the girl's family posted a bystander's video on Facebook expressing outrage and accusing the officers of aggression from the get-go. Again, these fucking attorneys.
Right.
Right, you know, trying to get, you know, their share. The girl pepper sprayed by police said she fought the officers because she was dizzy, confused, and scared after her bicycle hit a moving car, briefly knocking her unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
The girl and her mother spoke to reporters Thursday outside Hagerstown Police Department with about 100 people demonstrated nearby. Here we go, more fucking demonstrators.
Yeah.
But if you watch the actions of the girl, she's a complete fucking loon.
Right.
Cops are just trying to say, let's call your mom, let's make sure. No, and then she went ballistic and started fighting the cops, kicking, probably put her in the backseat of the car, starts kicking, and that's when the cop fucking sprayed the fucking, you know.
Let me ask you about something. These demonstrators that show up when people get taken to court in the morning, like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they're standing there. Like, what do they tell their bosses in the morning? They're going to do. They got a dentist appointment. Where are they going? How do you get off from work to do that?
Well, I mean, do they not have jobs? These people.
Oh, is that it?
I think that's what he was trying to.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, I know.
But here's the, by the way, speaking
get
of that,
get a fucking job and go to work. Go to work and stop protesting. Cut the bullshit.
By the way,
you don't have to be beaten up.
By the way, I think it was one of the actors. It was a black actor.
Mm.
I don't know, it was from Grey's Anatomy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's suggesting that black people should take a day off. Like, everybody should not go into work, not buy anything.
Right.
Like, basically completely boycott America.
That'll hurt us by what, $4 or $5? The only reason Million Man March worked is because fucking nobody had to take the day off.
Well, again, right. Another, you keep going with the same joke. So,
fuck you.
Listen, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know. Like, do you really think, all right, I understand. Listen, I respect the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, listen, when especially if an innocent person gets killed, and you know, there's this thing with the cops where it, you know, there's an issue here, right? And,
yes.
But to sit there and go out in the streets or on a highway and stop, what the fuck? You think this is going to make your cause? You know, like, no. I'm trying to think. Okay, if you really want to do something, you know, you really let's come up with something mm-hmm. really good that'll bring real attention to the matter.
Yeah.
I can assure you that you go out in the street and you block fucking traffic, you're not going to get a lot of people on your side.
No,
you know what I mean. This is a stupid fucking, like, in other words. I understand the movement, do it, but do something that really brings, you know, like, why don't you guys get together?
Come kneel at a football game during the national anthem.
That's a good thing to do.
Sure.
Right? That's why not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does anybody give a shit that, you know, by the way, I understand that the coach of Dallas,
yes,
or the owner, Jerry Jones,
he told those motherfuckers.
He basically says, if you guys kneel,
you go home.
You're done. You're fired.
Done.
You know, this is your arena.
Well, it's Dallas.
This is your work. This is my workplace.
And congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck about that. You know, if you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. And now there was a lady, I guess, in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. There's a black lady in the Air Force that won't stand. You know that the military is not going to put up with that shit. How could you be in the military?
Right.
If you're really that fucked up about your country, get the fuck out of the military. You need to quit.
You need to go over to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Join the Taliban.
Yeah. Join the Taliban.
Get the ISIS. Do something.
Yeah. Just completely.
Right.
Right.
Go protest. Go quit.
And again, I've said this before. You know, whether it's racism in this country or like homosexuality, I think in the last 10 or 20 years, this country's come a long way. If you're gonna sit down and protest this country, you should also say you're glad you're in a country that has made so many changes. It has, you know, has looked. Not that there isn't a lot that still hasn't been done. Nobody's perfect, but there, you know. At least, you know, recognize the fact that you're in a country that can make changes.
Well, the LGBT community, I agree with that. Okay.
Right.
In terms of the blacks, I think that the whole racial thing now, we've gone backwards 20 years in the last 2 years with this, all this bullshit going on.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Step back. Now, you said it got better. I think it's gotten worse again.
No, but what I'm saying is up until this point, when you think back, like somebody posted on Facebook, it was a real articulate gentleman, black gentleman, that was in front of one of these redneck cops.
Right.
You know, and he says, you know, I want to go in. And he goes, you're 25 cents, can't buy shit. You know, he was like, wow, that guy would be fired today if it was the same cop, right?
Oh, see, yeah. I think it's hard to say it's gotten worse. I think that it's just people's knowledge of it because of media and social media and cell phones and
media
cameras.
Media is fueling this
but
shit.
But I think it's become more. People are, yeah, so I'm saying, like, over
prevalent.
The technology-wise, technology has advanced enough that now we see it more because we can't say that it's gotten better or worse. It's definitely getting worse, but it was fucking bad 5-10 years ago. We just didn't see it all the time because technology wasn't
there.
That's
what they said about the Vietnam War, that the Vietnam War was the first war where where they took it to the public, where you turned on the CBS News at night and you saw fucking. Your neighbors getting killed and
right.
Some, yeah, so, know, but I'm saying we can't say that oppressed people didn't exist. Obviously,
no, they did exist.
It's just more. It's more in the public eye now.
No, a lot of people would say, like, if you look at like where we are as a society, they're more tolerant of like interracial dating. You know,
yes.
There's more of this.
No, so, definitely, absolutely.
I think there's more and more people. Mm-hmm. There's more and more. There's less and less segregation. There's more and more mingling of whites and blacks.
That's right.
You know, I think as a whole, I think that the most people, like even some of these protests, you have white people out there as well.
Yeah.
You know, you just get pissed off when you turn it on. You see some white kid getting the shit beat out of him by a pack of black kids.
That bugs me too.
Right. You know what I mean?
Just because, look, there's a white boy right there. And then they're chasing him down the street.
And
I've seen videos, and then they're beating
the shit
out of him.
You know,
just because he's
white.
Yep. He could be there helping you support you guys.
Yeah, one step forward, two steps back. That's the problem with this protest, and that's with the Black Lives Matter. They need direction. They need to figure out a way to really make some stances here.
I agree. Sell T-shirts. You know, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am
sell T-shirts.
No, yes, Black Lives. I'm gonna. I made up my mind this past weekend actually. I'm going to only start dating black married women, and that's it. And try to make their lives a little better. I swear to God, I'm the T-shirts made Black Lives Matter. You know.
Anyway, back to the story. The girl's mother said, I feel that it could have been handled better. Of course, everybody's an armchair fucking cop. What about her daughter? Do you think her daughter could have handled it better? Do you think she could have calmed the fuck down and just said, okay, I'm, you know, the cops were trying to get her attention, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
But she hit the car.
Mm-hmm. So it's her fault.
It's her fault. She hit the fucking car.
So admit your fault and be like, listen,
but
I made
that's
a mistake.
The thing. Nowadays, that you, no one's going to ever admit their fault. When any young black person does something wrong, they're not going to, you know, they're right. not going to do, they're not going to, they're going to
the
just hide behind this shit.
Here's the first problem. A Jewish girl would not have, you don't be suing the police on this type of thing. You're going to sue the car that you hit.
Right.
You're going to go after the guy because they've got automobile insurance. And listen, I don't care who hit who. You're a bicycle, you're a pedestrian, and there's an altercation with a car. Some lawyer's going to get you a quick check.
I was in my buddy's car. I think I was in college, and mm-hmm. some guy on a bike hit it and put a fucking dent on the rear door.
Right.
And the guy's like, fuck you. It's my bike. My rim's fucked up. And my buddy's like, fuck you, dude. Fuck your bike, that little piece of shit. My door's going to cost $500 to fix, more than your whole fucking bike.
Right.
And the guy's like, well, and then he called the cops, and the guy kept trying to ride away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're holding the guy. We're holding the guy. We're like, you ain't going nowhere, motherfucker.
Right.
And then he finally got off the bike and left, but he left his bike. So we're like, the guy who owns his bike hit this guy's car.
Yeah.
And I didn't give a shit what happened after that. But I mean, you know what I mean? Hey, right.
Right.
Well, you do it. You fucking ghost ride it into the canal.
I would have fallen right on the floor, broken something, cracked my head, knocked a tooth out, and then sued the fuck out of me. Right?
Says here that, the girl's father eventually took her to the emergency room where she was diagnosed with a possible concussion, a closed head injury, whiplash, and multiple contusions. According to a medical report provided by the lawyer of the family.
Mm-hmm.
At a news conference Thursday, Hagerston Police Chief Victor Brito insisted his officers initially tried to de-escalate the situation and only used pepper spray as a last resort to get the girl inside of a cruiser. Mm-hmm. Brito said that the girl calmed down at the station where she was charged as a juvenile with assault, disorderly conduct, a traffic violation, and marijuana possession.
And possession of pepper.
Yeah. Brito denied that the girl was slammed against the wall, as the girl and her lawyer contended. I watched the video. She wasn't. But a bystander cell phone video shown an officer swinging the girl by her handcuff arm toward a building. The camera angle misses the amount. Yeah, well, listen, she's the one who's causing the motion because she's forcing him and she's trying to pull, you know.
Right. Bullshit.
Why doesn't anybody, that's where parents need to fucking loan up and say, look, you recognize the action of your child
mm-hmm.
before you get, you know, have ownership that your kid's a fucking loon.
Right.
Right.
She does this shit at home. She, you know, she's
15. She's got
outright.
Pot on her. She's riding around,
right.
you know.
Listen, and it's terrible because she's, you know, she's got the two kids. You know, how's that for her mother to act like that, to behave like that? Right, Elgin?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
What? Right.
For a mother to act that way.
Exactly.
I sent you a message on Facebook, Dougie.
In front of
you want to read the story?
Well, I sent you the story on Facebook if you want to pull it up. But I can read it.
Yeah. Go ahead. We can let you read it.
Yay. I get to read a story, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Here we go. This one says, this is a New York Post. A teacher beat up student who owed him money for weed.
I don't blame him.
A Bronx charter school teacher recruited the student to help him score $4,000 worth of marijuana.
Damn.
And he beat the teen senseless. When he found out the kid pocketed the cash, police sources said Friday. So
that what? Now, how would he do there? You give one.
That's
of your
a pound of weed. $4,000.
I know. Think about it. But you give one of your students $4,000. He's like the kid's smart. Mm-hmm. What's he gonna do? The teacher's gonna tell on me,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
The kid's smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking. That's yeah. You're taking advantage of a situation because mm-hmm. the teacher can't say, "Hey, this kid just took my money."
I'll tell you what. The principal was pissed because he paid $4,200.
Yeah, the principal gave him five or half of it.
Right.
What's happened, Pope? Pope had asked students around the school back in June if they knew a drug dealer, and they put him in touch with the teen, who promised he could score a large stash of drugs from his contact in Manhattan. Pope gave the kid $4,000 for the hefty purchase, and the teen was told that the quantity of drugs he was seeking would cost $7,000, so he then blew off the transaction and spent the money. And 3 months later, shortly after the school year, he found the teen 2 blocks away from the Lafayette Avenue building, demanded the money be returned. When he said it was gone, he beat the shit out of him, pretty much.
Yeah,
well, did he get his money back?
No, he got arrested, obviously, you know, this guy. And he threatened to have him beat up again and have his mother sexually assaulted. That's what he told the kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Student needed 3 surgical staples to close gashes in the back of his head.
But I think that's good. Nice. The kid deserves that ass beating. You're a thief. You know,
yeah,
no one likes a thief.
Nice. No, especially
right?
over weed.
Like,
I mean,
anytime,
if it's heroin.
Like, think about that. Anybody in your past, like, you have thieves, like people that stole shit. Like, I had my brothers. when I was growing up. I tried to save money, would always steal shit. I would always find where I hid money, I'd steal it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I never had any respect for anybody who did that.
My brothers too.
Any fucking thief, they're scumbags because they don't know what it's like to earn something, right? Mm-hmm. So fuck them. So this kid deserved an ass beating. Good for that. But now the guy is going to be in jail, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's getting locked up.
Yeah. Well, again, all losers. They're all. The only other thing that can happen to those guys, they can all go to my room.
Yeah.
All these guys go to
Dougie's
room. You know what I mean?
The loser room.
A man who lost phone fleeing cops posts online, "Don't call me." Can you imagine?
That's funny. Hey, whose phone is this? The phone
is that for real?
Hey, yo, what's up, man? Can you pick up a bag of weed? Who is this? I got the wrong number. Scranton, Pennsylvania. Authorities say a Pennsylvania drug suspect who dropped his cell phone while running away from the police took to Facebook to warn his friends not to call that phone number. In Lackawanna County, detectives say 25-year-old Scranton resident James Lee Hankins fled when police tried to arrest him for an undercover drug deal involving heroin and cocaine. Police say a woman who knew Hankins let them search her apartment, and they found him minutes later in her basement on a computer that he had page open to Facebook, detectives say. Hankins posted a message telling friends he'd be off Facebook for a while and asking them not to call his phone until he said otherwise.
But you can reach me at the county jail.
Yeah, but I do need a phone to make a call.
I need a quarter.
Who hasn't done this? Driver caught using mannequin to drive in carpool lane.
That's funny as hell, man.
That's hilarious. Right? Ball dollar mannequin.
Mannequin.
Like stiff store
mannequin.
Yeah,
the stiff one.
That's hilarious.
Right? I mean, who hasn't tried that? It's pretty cool. Look at it too. It's got a hoodie on it.
Oh my God.
Right?
Funny.
Are you kidding? So they got that has to be one of the most embarrassing like arrests or pullover.
And you got to give that cop a medal because to be able to tell it's a mannequin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In Brea, California, a California driver has been cited for using a mannequin, not the required human being, to drive in the carpool lane. The Orange County Register reports Brea police found the mannequin Wednesday inside a truck on the congested 57 freeway.
See, that's the thing. Most of the times, that's what I was going to say, the HOV lane, sometimes there's traffic on there, and you're stuck, and the fucking mannequin's sitting there. What are you going to do? You do a slow roll past the cops.
That's funny.
You act like you're talking to it.
And they're really just like not paying attention.
Police say the driver acknowledged using the mannequin in the carpool lane for some time. The driver told police that he would now accept that he needs to sit in traffic like everyone else. California requires that a vehicle have a minimum of two people per carpool lane. Driving alone requires a fine of at least $481.
Damn. You think he got double for the mannequin?
Hmm.
You got to think he had to tax something extra for the, you know, trying to trickery.
That or he could have got taken money off. Hey, speaking of that, When I was in Port Charlotte Wednesday, I didn't get a hotel because I was just there doing a spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I used La Quinta because I got points and I got a room for $15.
That's a hotel though.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Nice hotel, and it's actually right next to the hotel I was staying at anyway. So the next day I'm coming back, I get a bill for $250. It shows up on my phone, right, from Amex. I'm like, fuck. So I pulled up and I get there, and nice lady, nice girl. She's like, yeah. I go, hey, because the room was only $16 with tax,
right?
Because I had points. So I, what's this? She goes, oh, you were smoking in the room.
Oh, Jesus.
And I go, no. First of all, I didn't have any with me.
Right.
And I don't smoke cigarettes.
Right.
So I'm like, that ain't going to happen. Like, well, you know, it's there. And I'm thinking, I was ready to go ballistic.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, one of the managers comes out, was pretty hot. Pretty hot, like a mulatto chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the girl who's a dancer.
Shari Belafonte.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, she comes out and I go, look, I don't smoke. Mm. And so she goes, well, it's, you know, they came out and they found, I go, look, when the, I checked out on fucking Thursday morning. You guys just billed me now. It's Saturday, you know, whatever, Friday. I'm like, oh, well, it turns out there was a construction company that two guys rented the room after me and they were smoking in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck, if I didn't come back here, I would end up paying that fucking bill.
Right. That is fucked up. I got caught in Orlando when I worked for
WHCQ. How did they catch you?
Up there? Well, because they say it smells in the room. Now,
that's their fucking
what I did
defense?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that happened to me too. Well, go ahead, I'll tell you a story too.
I used to travel up there with a, you know what a Yahrzeit candle is? It's a Jewish candle. It's a candle that's in a glass thing about this big, and when someone dies, you light a, right. this candle in their honor, and it burns forever. You can, like it can last 24 hours, like a Yahrzeit candle. So I used to tell him Friday night, you know, no, I lit a Yahrzeit. It's a religious thing. I'm smoking dope and shit. And when I blew it out, I blew the candle out. That's what, that, you know, it's a, and I showed them the candle. I said, you taking that bucket, it was same thing, $225.
That happened to me once when I was working at Laugh-In a couple of years ago. And after the show, you know, a couple people hung out. That's when I was working with Mike Panziga. So a couple people hung out, and they were, like, just hanging out in the room and stuff. And some people were smoking weed, and some people were smoking, you know, like the regular cigarettes, but they're blowing. They're right there at the window. You can open it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, I got a bill for $250.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "This, what the hell is this?" And the nice lady's like, "Well, you know, they got a complaint about the smell of weed in the rooms up there, and they walked up to your room and they said the smell was strong as hell." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Yeah, man, but it's weed. You're gonna charge me $250 for weed? Like a bottle of Febreze is $3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, weed isn't like cigarettes. It's right. going to linger forever.
Right.
You know, people get mad at me, like in my car, like they can't smoke cigarettes in my car, but you can smoke weed if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, yes, it does. Cigarettes have.
Right. It stays forever.
It stays forever.
The tar and everything gets in.
Right. Yeah, isn't it amazing how that the cigarettes will stay forever, but weed will be gone by the next day?
Well, it's all the shit that's in it.
Right.
It's not the.
It's all the chemicals and everything.
Yeah.
Too? All right. Well, I'm glad it's something.
It has to be. The paper. But if you're smoking a bowl.
By the way, here's a story that our good friend Jim Florentine forwarded on his Facebook today.
Good
so
friend. He won't return your calls.
Actually, he did. I'll show you his text.
I'm just
Florida man pours a cup full of semen on someone at a Panera Bread.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, they were
that
out of mayo.
Took a while.
They were out of mayo.
Yeah.
That took a while. That was really premeditated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To fill up a
Investigators
cup.
Say a man in Tallahassee dumped a cup of what is believed to be semen on a woman at Panera Bread in Tallahassee.
That wasn't his. That's the funny part.
Tallahassee police had little trouble making the arrest because a suspect left his cell phone behind at the scene of the crime along with a lot of DNA.
Did he post on Facebook, don't call me?
Yeah. The phone also had incriminating evidence on video.
Oh, boy.
Authorities said the man left but returned a few minutes later with a plastic cup in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
The woman said the man went to the restroom for a few minutes and walked over to her table and said, "Here you go." At the moment, police said the man started pouring a substance on the woman's head. She moves that the liquid landed on her neck, giving her a pearl necklace, shoulder and arm.
Wow.
The man, according to the woman, told her he was sorry for spilling his drink on her and walked out of Panera Bread. The woman realized the substance was not soda. She screamed. She and her manager tried to following Bruce. They saw him get into a black Honda Accord and drive off. Restaurant employees noticed the man had left his cell phone. Video on the phone showed Bruce masturbating into the cup in the bathroom.
Wow.
He must have had like a Peter North load.
What a fucking idiot.
Let me start by saying that I am anti-dumping.
The cup was across the room, which is the wildest thing ever.
Yeah.
He was able to, the trajectory was insane.
He's like a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
That being let me start by saying that I'm anti-dumping semen on someone's head. I've never been pro-semen dumping on someone's head. I'm extremely cautious about semen-borne pathogens, and that's for good reason. AIDS, ever hear of it? That being said, there is absolutely no way that this gentleman filled up an entire cup of semen to dump on someone's head in a matter of minutes. Doesn't work that way. That's too much semen. A shot glass, maybe, but a cup? No damn way. That's a weeks-long process, at least. You could just ask for a cup at Panera and fill that bad boy to the brim. That doesn't excuse the act. Pouring semen on someone's head who does not want to be happen, does not want to have semen on their head is a mean thing.
Imagine going to the bathroom there, you have to take a leak, and the guy says, "Hey, can I borrow you for a second? Need a little extra semen here."
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It was a circle jerk.
It was a group effort.
Yeah, hey, guys, we're making a concoction.
Anybody comes in, swirl.
That's right.
Call that the swirl.
Melting pot.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Doggy Show.
We hope your appetite is terrific today.
That's right. Anyway, I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
Well, it's only my pleasure.
That's right. And, of course, Elgin David.
Always a great time being here.
Thank you. Don't forget, guys, no more shows this week. I'm going to be heading to Chicago Tuesday. Catch me at the Whip Theater along with Matt Bellick and Larry Fulford. Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Mississippi Moon Bar in the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa, 8 o'clock show. And Thursday through Saturday, I'm headlining Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And then Thursday, or I should say Friday and Saturday, I'll be featuring at that club. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And, of course, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And Elgin?
What's up, guys? Shoot me a follow at Elgin David Comic.
Peter Leonard?
The Food for Thought radio show on Facebook. And that's about it. Or come to Cabo Flats on Sundays and go to the marketplace.
Hey, always fun. Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. No show, no more shows this week, but we'll be back next week with all new shows. See you then. Take care.
They traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door.